Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Do you relate with this? Are you dreaming of the day when you truly know you are the best mama for your kids? When you have daily alone time to feel recharged and restored? When you have patience with your kids all day? When you feel relaxed and calm even when things don't go your way? I used to feel overwhelmed and have mom guilt daily. I remember feeling like I should do better. I would dream of the day where I had alone time without my kids constantly climbing all over me and needing me. Now I'm living that reality that I used to dream about. I love being able to know that I'm the best mama for my kids, have daily alone time and feel restored without guilt, and ask for help when I need to, have more support without even feeling like a failure about that. I honestly wouldn't be here unless I did the inner work to shift my mindset and take action on the things that I've learned. Don't let the fear of asking for support hold you back from living the fulfilled and happy motherhood that you deserve. In my one-on-one coaching program, I teach my mamas my step-by-step process on how to let go of what no longer serves you, how to prioritize your needs guilt-free, how to release stress, process stress, and emotionally regulate to set a positive example for your kids. If you're ready to invest in your mental and emotional well-being in motherhood and transform your life from survival mode to thriving, send me a DM with the word coaching. Reach out to me, and the details are in the show notes how to contact me. Hi, friend. I've been thinking about you, and I heard this quote the other day, and that's how I labeled this episode. Just because you're capable does not mean you should. And I want to get in the nitty-gritty about this and talking about our own limits and things that we need to do to shift our perspective, to protect our peace, to protect our energy. All right, why do I want to talk to you about this? And why do I think it's so important to recognize our limits? Here's a book that I read years ago, probably 2 years ago, and it's called The Joy of Missing Out. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned it here before. It's by Tanya Dalton, and she talked about how to figure out your priorities and things that are important to you and for this season in life, kind of like what to focus on. Because, right, we have different seasons in life. Sometimes we have a newborn. Some of you that are listening, your kids are a little bit older and you just have other things to focus on, right? For me right now, my youngest is 16 months and like my biggest focus right now is growing my business. Am I capable of volunteering? I could, but that's not my priority right now. In this season, I'm prioritizing growing my business and spending time with my family and connecting with God. Those are my priorities. Just because I can doesn't mean I should, because if I sign up for things that push me past my limits, I get overwhelmed, I get overstimulated, I start feeling frustrated, I start feeling very triggered, and it's showing up in negative ways towards my family. Okay, so I need you to remember this. You get to say no. It's a choice that you get to make. You get to say no to things that are not serving you, that are not supporting you. Okay? Here is a thing that when I was reading that book, Tanya Dalton's, and she talked about like when someone is inviting you to commit to something else, or they're asking you to take something else on your plate or do something, and before you answer them, like say, I need some time to think about it. And when you come home, I need you to reflect a little bit on it. And so close your eyes. And like when you think of that commitment, how does it make you feel? Do you feel excited to volunteer? Or do you feel like, literally, does your body expand and your chest expand? Because when you think about it, you feel so lit up and excited. Or does it make you feel like dread? And then let's say you are excited about it. You are looking forward to it. Do you actually have the time for it? Where are you going to take the time? Like, what are you going to say no to now on your schedule so then you can have time for that new commitment? Just because you're capable to volunteer at school doesn't mean you should. Just because you're capable to organize an event doesn't mean you should. Because when you take on too much on yourself, that's when you get burned out. That's when you get overwhelmed. That's when things feel really, really heavy. And I'm not saying you shouldn't volunteer. If it truly lights you up, if it truly gives you purpose in life, if you truly feel excited about it, you look forward to it, I think you definitely should. And if you have the time in your schedule and it really like fills your cup, you definitely should. But if you feel dread and extra overwhelm when you think about it, that's your body telling you, like, this is just not the right thing. Okay. Have you ever felt like you want a break from life? Like, legit. Life feels so heavy, so overwhelming. You feel like you're like a chicken with your head cut off, or you're literally running around like you're on fire. Have you ever felt like that? I was listening to an episode the other day, and she was sharing about how some of the clients that she worked with have shared with her how sometimes they literally dream about getting into like a minor car accident so they could go and stay at a hospital for a few days and get a break from their family and from life. Have you ever felt that? Did life ever feel that hard, or does it feel that hard for you? Mama, if you're in a place like that, it's okay that you're there, but I want to tell you it's not okay to stay there. Something needs to happen. If your life really feels like that, that you want to truly escape it and have a break from life, something is off and you need to do something different. Are you a person that everyone's like, oh, how do you do it all? Like, I can't even imagine, like, how are you able to do all the things? You just seem to keep up with everything, and your house looks so great, and your kids look perfect, and you look amazing, and like you're running a business, yada, 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 whatever it might be. And they're like, oh my gosh, how do you do it all? And you just smile and you're like, I don't know, I just push through and I do it. But inside you feel like you're dead, because you're literally giving to everyone else and it's pulling out of somewhere. Okay. I need you to understand, as you're giving to others and when you're running an empty and you continue to give, it's pulling from somewhere. It's pulling from your emotional well-being, from your mental well-being, or from your physical well-being. And eventually you're going to get to a point where your body is going to completely crash. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and she was talking about how she experienced severe burnout because she was working insane, crazy hours. She had little kids and she would put her kids to bed at night and start working from like 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. because that's the only quiet time in her life that she could work. And she worked not because she necessarily needed the money, but because she wanted to prove to herself that she's worth it, that she is good enough. That was the reason why she was working so hard. to prove that she has some sort of value in this world. And she was running herself into the ground. She's like, I was a terrible mom. I was a terrible wife to my family. And it got to a point where her body completely crashed and she had to go to the hospital in an ambulance because it got to that severe burnout. Just because she could work all those hours and run in 2 hours of sleep for a little bit doesn't mean that she should have. And she talks about her story and how that like was a big wake-up call and how she had to do things differently. And that's what I need you to think about too. Just because you can do it and take on that extra thing doesn't mean you should. Doesn't mean that it's serving you. Doesn't mean that it's serving your family. It's pulling from somewhere. Okay? Value yourself enough to say no. Value yourself enough to actually take a break when you need to. Value yourself enough to set boundaries to protect your energy and to protect your peace. If you're literally running like a chicken with your head cut off, you're not protecting your energy, you're not protecting your peace. And the only way to do that is to say no to things. Will it feel uncomfortable? Yes, it will. But the more you practice it, the easier it gets. I need you to be available for what matters the most to you and say no to other things. What is most important to you? And I did an episode last week or the other week about what will matter 10 years from today. But what is truly important to you? Is it your family? Is it your relationship with God? Is it your physical well-being? Is it your mental well-being? What truly matters from today in 10 years? Value yourself enough to protect that. And when things are thrown at you that are not supporting that and don't align with that, you can say no. And you can say it doesn't align with the goals and the values that I have for this season in my life. And you can say no. Some people will get mad. Some people will get upset. And that's their problem. That's not your problem. You might have to deal with some of the discomfort and uncomfortable feelings that come with that of disappointing people if you're a people pleaser. But shifting your perspective, like this is your life. You get to live it one time. Why do they get to make decisions for your life? They don't. You get to do that. And again, just because you can take on extra stuff on your plate doesn't mean you should. You need to have white space in your even days. Okay, maybe some days you won't be able to, but weeks for sure. You need to have white space in your weeks to allow the room for life to happen. That when your child is melting down and is having a hard time, you actually have the energy and the time to get down on their level and to help them feel seen, heard, and understood. That when you do have a conflict with your spouse, you have the time to address it and deal with it. That when you do need to take a break and your body physically feels tired, you have that space in your week to go to sleep a little bit earlier or take a nap. I believe it is really, really important to say no to some things so then you can make space for what matters. Does that mean you might work less and have less money? Yeah, it really does. It really, really does. I could work more and I could earn more, but I choose not to in this season of life because I don't want to push myself past my limits. I don't want to go against what I preach. I don't want to get to burnout. One of my core values is authenticity, and I literally refuse to push myself past my limits. I don't work in the evenings. If I do, it's like once in a while I'll have like a call or something, like a coaching call or a sales call or whatever, but not something that like on a regular basis where I work every evening when my kids go to sleep and I work for hours and I stay up late. I go to sleep at 10:30. When my kids come from school, sometimes I'll work on my phone a little bit, respond messages to Instagram or anything, but it's not something I do on a regular basis. I work part-time. I choose to do that. Why? because I prioritize my health, my mental, emotional well-being. I choose to create space in my day and my week for life to happen, for me to feel restored and recharged. So then I can show up as the mom that I really want to be for my family. So then I can show up as a wife that I want to be, that serves my husband in the long run and serves our marriage and relationship. Because if you're running on fumes, you're always overwhelmed, always stressed out, always frustrated because you took on too much on yourself because you thought you should say yes, I need you to recognize it will not show up well in the long run towards your family, towards your spouse, towards yourself. It's pulling from somewhere, and it's pulling from your emotional, mental, physical well-being, and it's negatively seeping into the rest of the family. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you're capable of taking more and saying yes to it does not mean that you should and that it's serving your family. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.